कुंज बिहारी राध माधव कुंज जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रञ्जन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रञ्जन जमुना क्षीरावनचारी Ramunachiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari Yamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari Jaya Om Vishnu Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Sthatarasada Shishi Mare Si Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Nityali Bhavishta Aum Shripad Paramahansa Pari Brajaka Charaja Asta Sarasata Shishi Mad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Anant Koti Vaishna Vindaki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Premchi Kahush Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nittananda Shri Advaita Gadara Harshi Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hi Radha Krishna Gop Gopina Shamakun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Maya Purnabdi Dham Ki Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Nu Raman Reti Dham Ki Tulsi Devi ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Ganga Mai ki, Yamuna Mai ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinda ki, all glorious some devotees, glorious some devotees, all glory Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, Gaur Pramanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 21, verse Navai jatu mishai vasyat. Navai jatu mishai vasyat. Prajadhyaksha mad ahanam. bhavad videshu atitaram mai sangribhitatmana mai sangribhitatmana na bhai jatuma saiva sya prajadhyaksha marahanam bhavad videshu atitaram mai sangribhit atmanam navai jatu mishaivasya prajadhyaksha madarhanam bhavad videshu atitaram mai sangribhit atmanam Anybody else? No, not. Bye. Indeed. Jatu. Ever. Misha. Useless. Eva. Only. Syat. It may be. Praja. Of the living entities. Adhyaksha. O leader. At Arhanam, worship of me, Bhavat Videshu, unto persons like you, Atitaram, entirely, my, on me, Sangribhita, are fixed, Atmanam, of those whose minds. Translation. The Lord continued, my dear Rishi, O leader of the living entities, for those who serve me in devotion by worshiping me, especially persons like you who have given up everything unto me, there's never any question of frustration. Purport. Even if he has some desires, one engaged in the service of the Lord is never frustrated. Those engaged in his service are called Sakama and Akama. Those who approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead with desires for material enjoyment are called Sakama. And those devotees who have no material desires for sense gratification, but serve the Supreme Lord out of spontaneous love for him are called Akama. Sakama devotees are divided into four classes: those in distress, those in need of money, the inquisitive, and the wise. Someone worships the Supreme Lord because of bodily or mental distress. Someone else worships the Supreme Lord because he is in need of money. Someone else worships the Lord out of inquisitiveness to know him as he is, and someone wants to know the Lord as a philosopher can know him by the research work of his wisdom. There is no frustration for any of these four classes of men. Each is endowed with the desired result of his worship. Omagana tamalandashaganjana shalaka chakshumalitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano bishtam tapitam jena bhutale fayam bhagavadam maya radhi sabadante kam vande hum shri guru shri utabata kamalam shri guru vaishnavam cha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunatham itam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamstha Panchakalpa Tarubhyashtra Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Again the verse. The Lord continued, "My dear Rishi, leader of the living entities, for those who serve me in devotion by worshiping me, especially persons like you who have given up everything unto me, there is never any question of frustration." Okay, so... Pradyadyaksha, adyaksha means the leader. So even if he has some desires, the Prabhupada is enumerating these verses, Chaturvidha Bhajanti Mam, Jana Sukratino Arjuna. And these four categories, Prabhupada is saying they're sakama, which they are sakama, but... There's variation, there's gradations of these four. And so when we get to the fourth, the Gani, Tesham Gani Nitya Yukta Eka Bhakti Rishishate, this verse comes after, and there then Krishna clarifies that the Gani is the best of the four. So why is the Gani the best of the four? So it's explained in sometimes in more detail that the Gani Priyol, Gani no, he's very dear. Krishna says, very dear to me. Why would a Gani be more dear? Well, because then the Gani is understood, if you go and read ahead in the, you cheat and read ahead in the next verses. Bahunam janmanamanti ganavamam. Gani, after many lives of being a Gani, he becomes actually purified. They all become purified, but the Gani especially becomes purified. And he's developed his... This is not ordinary Gan either. It's explained because it can be confusing to a new person reading it. Well, we thought Gan was something in cultivation of knowledge, but Gan is explained in the fifth chapter and the fourth chapter. What type of Gan Krishna's already... given a lot of details about that, where Arjuna was confused in the fifth chapter. You said one thing. Now, which is better, to become a Gani and or does Gani do nothing? So Arjuna is he's acting out all these confusions. So in the Kali Yuga, we don't have enough intelligence to even know that we're confused. But Arjuna knew he could enunciate properly what the confusion is. Yat sankhye prapateshtanam, like in the fifth chapter. Ekam yogam cha sankhyam cha. So there's yoga, there's sankhya, there's karma, there's karma, mishra bhakti. So this Gani, he's elevated because he's Gana mishra bhakti, not karma mishra bhakti.
And amongst the different types of bhaktas that are mixed, Mishra means mixed, there's different gradations. But it finalized in that verse, Bahunam Janmanamante. Ganava Manprabhati. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. When he can come to see Vasudeva Paragati. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janayatyasu Vairagyam Ganam Chajavahitukam. So the Mahatma is the one. Some Mahatma Sudurabha. Such a person is very rare. So then Krishna is saying, Bahunam Janmanam means many births. Bahunam Janmanam Ante. Ante means after. After so many births, even of being a Gyani, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, Ganavam Mam Prabhajyate, he surrenders to me, Prabhajyate. Vasudeva Sarvam Iti, Samahatma Sudurabha. He's very rare. Bahusambhavanti. So, the Gyani, someone who's intelligent, we see people who are devotees, but they're, it was just mentioned, but Mukhi was reading that, don't become a bookworm. So, what's the difference between a bookworm and a Gyani? Prabhupada said that right there. Not that you sit back and don't do anything, we don't want that. You don't do any service. That's why Krishna was explaining in the earlier chapters, fourth, fifth chapter, and again here in the seventh that he's mentioning, that by doing nothing, the heart will become cold, weird. You won't have any occupation, nothing to do. So that could happen. We had that happen in our ISKCON over the years. People became so absorbed, and then you don't see them anymore. I remember one boy, he knew whole Bhagavad Gita and every word back in Prabhupada's time. And something happened where he got a lot of money. I think Pundarik knew, he had the same name, right? His name. Anyway, had a similar name to you. But something happened where he got a lot of money. And then you didn't see him anymore. It's kind of funny if you know every verse in the Gita, every word, meaning, everything, and then you get a lot of money and you're gone. So that means, and there's precautions given by Narad Muni in the seventh canto that naiva grantam, bahu, don't study so many books. Prabhupada also talks about that. Just to know so many books, it's better to know Prabhupada's books, but there are many books. We still have our Pradyumna. He was very fond of studying. He's, you could say, a Gyani or something. And so Prabhupada used to laugh and make fun of him for having so many books. You know, he had trunks of books. I'm sure he still has trunks of books. And metal trunks, you know, Indian trunks. He had books stashed in trunks. In this city, in Delhi, in Calcutta. So one day, Prabhupada came out of his room, and the story was, I always laugh at it, about the snake, and Pradyumna was very worried about this snake because the snake was in Prabhupada's bathroom, cobra. So Prabhupada was not at all bothered by the snake. In fact, people had flashlights in the dark, and they were looking for it. And of course, in Bengal, they say that if there's one cobra, one snake, then there has to be another snake. They come in partners or something. So they were, you could say, quote, freaked out, looking for the snake. But Prabhupada was leaning very relaxedly, you could say, on the veranda like this. And he just said, so many men for one snake. He was not at all bothered. And in the morning, he came out of his room and said, anyone was bit by the snake? Like a little slight smile, like 1%. And there's some term, I'm sure Rupa Goswami has a term for that. Ati, hasya, something slight, not ati, but slight, I forget the term. Very slight smile. Like. And then he said, so Pradyumna has fled? But it's funny because for Pradyumna to flee, you would think of him immediately. I thought of him with so many books. So there's no need to have so many books, although, you know, it's great to learn so many things. But we don't want to become fully absorbed in just Gyan. But still, Krishna says, the Gyani is most favored because he's fixed. He can become fixed because his mind, senses, everything can become fixed. Like when there were some problems in the 70s, Prabhupada would say, they're not studying my books. So I don't think anyone has a problem of knowing too much. That happens, but most people have a problem of not studying enough. So therefore, the akama, and whether one's akama, Prabhupada's always quoting the verse, akama sarva kamo ba, moksha kamo dadadi, tibrena bhakti yogena. Whether you're akama or sakama or sarva kama means you have all desires, imagine. The desires are coming more and more, but to have all sarva kama, you're full of desires. Kama dinan katina katida palita dornidesha. There's one verse given, maybe in CC, but Prabhupada used to quote many times. You say a Brahmin has composed this verse. It was a great verse. Kama dinan katina katida. There's so many of these desires, kama dinan, that we don't know where they begin or end. Ashesha kamana, unlimited ashesha. Ashesha kamana. Vidhi maje more. And where are they? In the heart, unfortunately. They're manifesting in the heart. It's not like, oh, yeah, I want to get an airplane or something. Yeah, but that comes from the heart. And even though it's a fantasy, whatever it is, there's so many. Kamadina katina kati palita durnidesha. And what do those desires manifest with? Bad advice. Oh. Dornidesh. Bhakti Vinod Upadesh. Bhakti Vinod. He's giving Upadesh in his writings, his songs, his books. Upadesh Amrita Rupa Goswami is giving Upadesh Amrita means brings us closer to Krishna. But the Dornidesh, the bad advice is coming from our own mind and desires. Dornidesh. Tesham Jatama Maina Karuna means that these desires are born over and over, and they don't end. They don't give me any relief. Nashanta, natrapa, they're not ashamed to go away or anything like that. Natrapa, na pashanti. In the last line, therefore, the devotee, the verse is, what's the last line? Mam me niyung shvatma dashe. The last line he's saying to Krishna, please engage me in your service. Because otherwise, if we don't get more and more service, we just have gyan, we need service. So that service can also be studying, learning more and more. Prabhupada gave one explanation of Chaitanya Dharpana Marjam, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first verse, that vidyavidu jivanam pratipadam purnamrita svadhanam. Vidyavadu jivanam means, can be, in Sanskrit, could be understood in different ways, but one main meaning, vidyavadu means the, vadu means the wife, of, and it also means, the vadu means, refers to the moon, which is waxing, and he's comparing that vidya to the vidya. The more, Prabhupada gave the explanation, the more you study, the more you learn about Krishna consciousness, then your bliss will increase. Vidya vadu jivanam. At every step, pratipadam purnamrita svadhanam. You'll get a svadhana means taste. Purnamrita, and that taste is amrita. It is not this material world. It's amrita means there's no, it's deathless, it's nectar, amrita. Amrita svadhanam. And it's purna, purnamrita, full. Not just small, but full. Purnamrita svadhanam, pratipadam purnam. Sarvatma snapanam. Not only that, this knowledge, this chaitra dharpana marjanam, which means the mirror of the mind, the heart. Chaitra dharpana marjanam. Bhava mahadavagni. First thing it said was that because we're born, abodajato, we're born in ignorance, we have to clean the mind, clean the heart. The Chaitanya's first verse. Chaita Dharpana Marjana. Dharpana means a mirror. So the mind is the mirror. So we're seeing in the mirror so many material desires. Chaita Dharpana Marjana. Bhava Mahadavagni. Bhava means becoming or getting, coming into this material world. And it's compared to Dhavagni, samsara dhavanal. It's a burning, blazing fire of this material world. So it's easy to forget. Everyone out there has forgotten how horrible it was to be born, how horrible to die. Well, they're afraid of death, but bhava maha, bhava means, in one word, bhava sindhu. So to get out of the bhava sindhu, premamrito viharaneyati chitta vritti. One vritti, one's occupation should be to swim in the ocean of prema. Premambudo. Premambudo viharaneyati chitta vritti. Chaitanya chandra. Charane. To take shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's giving his mercy in this age especially. So this word, amrisha, is a good word. Mishaiva, useless. So Prabhupada says calls it frustration, but you see many places in Prabhupada's books has a slightly different meaning. It means untruth, false. Right in the very first verse of the Bhagavatam, janmadyasya yato anbayar itaratas chate vabhigyasara teni brahma hridaya arikave moyant tejo varimidam yatavani meo yatatishago amrisha. It's kicked out. All the untruth is kicked out right in the very first verse of the Bhagavatam, janmadyasya. Amrisha refers to the illusion of this material world. Tejo, how is it described in great detail, nice detail? Tejo varimridam yata vinimayo yatratishago mamrisha damnas fena sadanarastakukam satyamparam dhimahi. We meditate on the satyamparam, the supreme truth, not the amrish, this amrisha. So it says tejo varimridam means that it's the appearance of fire. Tejo, vari, madam, water. Sometimes the water looks like land. Land looks like water. Fire, they appear as one another, interchangeable. Thank you. This is beer. It's whiskey. It's milk. Thank you. I only drink out of a bottle of milk. Milk bottle. Infant. Has to be a certain temperature. So, vari, madam, tejo. So in the beginning, this amrisha, so throughout the Bhagavatam, we're seeing different examples like Dhruva Maharaj, Artita. He's an example of, important example of someone who wanted material thing. Prabhupada says money. This is a quick summary for a purport, but it doesn't just mean money. It means Dhruva Maharaj wanted a kingdom bigger than Brahma's, you know. Supposedly he got it. It's up there. So Vishnu resides there. In fact, as many prayers describe, Nanaka Prishtam. the devotees are praying just like Vritrasura's prayer. He says, Nanaka Prishtam. I don't want Dhruva Loka or Brahma Loka or Yoga Siddhir, Punabhavamba, in order of importance, but. He's also saying there, Vritrasura and others are saying, I think the Kaliya's wives, they have a prayer very similar, and even Krishna has almost exact similar verse, that the devotees, they don't want sovereignty over the material world, they don't want the yoga siddhis, yoga siddhi, not punabhava, they don't want liberation. Liberation is the lowest one on the list or something. Supposedly, it's the least desirable by the pure devotees. So these things are expressions of pure devotion. We're quite a ways from getting to that point. But Krishna describes those things. Maya shakta manaparta yoga myanja marasha. Ashangcham samagamam yata gyasasi tatshrinu. If you know this, gyasasi, I'm speaking to you. So there in the beginning of the seventh chapter also is described Maya Sakta, one whose mind is attached. Mahatmanas Tubam Parta Daivim Prakritim. The Mahatmas Daivim Prakritim. They escape from this mundane world because Mahatmanas Tubam Daivim Prakritim. Satatam Kirtayantam, because they're always chanting Tesham Gyani Nitya Yukta. The Gyani should be Nitya Yukta. He can be sannyas or he doesn't have to be. Sada Bole Grihe Tako Vane Tako Sada Hari Bole Tako. You can cry out whether you're in any order of life. You don't have to wear any sannyas clothes, but one should be active and mind fixed. So, and described in so many ways, just like Vishuddhatma, Vijitatma, Jitendriya. Sarvabhutatma, Bhutatma. I think this is the fifth chapter in the Gita. That those whose minds are fixed, their senses are controlled, these are they're Sarvabhutatma, Bhutatma. They show love for all living entities. Sarvabhutatma, Bhutatma, Korvana, Pina, Lipite. Because Korvana, Pina, they're never entangled. Just like people, all the devotees especially, so attracted to Prabhupada because he was Korvana, Pina, Lipite, never entangled. Those who are a little intelligent, they can see so many, everyone in the material world is entangled, but if you see a great sage like Prabhupada, then you see Korvana, you somehow can understand. No, he's never entangled. You give him a very nice quarters, beautiful quarters. Then 2 days later, Prabhupada's gone. I was on a morning walk in Mayapur, and we were walking toward the yoga, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So behind, there's, I don't know how many people, 10, 12. So the last two people, or not the last, but they were somewhere in the back. They were Prabhupada's direct secretaries and servant. So when I was walking beside them, they were planning how to direct Prabhupada. Then they were saying, oh, yeah, we get to Hawaii. And I was thinking, this is so weird. They want to try to control Prabhupada, he's such a great person. But their idea was that they would get Prabhupada to go to Mayapur, Hawaii. He's already in Mayapur, spiritual world, but to go to Hawaii because it's so nice there. And I'm thinking, well, Mayapur is so nice. Why are they worried about getting Prabhupada to go to? And later on, Prabhupada came to know of it because they directly said, Prabhupada, you know, right now is mango season and it'd be good to go to Hawaii in mango season like that. And Prabhupada, it's kind of a well-known response. He said, they do not know that. I think he said it in a class. They do not know that preaching in the snows of Russia is much sweeter than the mangoes in Hawaii. So this is Prabhupada's motivation to preach. And for others, this artita, desire for material things, is described by in the prayers, like in the fifth canto, 19th chapter, there's so many wonderful prayers, 18, 19, and Satyam disyat artitam artitam rinam. Rinam means people, mankind. So, and mankind, they're always wanting something material. So this prayer, I think the residents of Jambudweep, they're speaking, one of those varshas, I'm not sure, but Jambudweep. Satyam, it is true, satyam disyat artitam artitam rinam. Naivartito yat pun artita. They want something material. So Krishna is, what he does, he won't give you something that you'll become too attached to. Rather, he says, Iccha padanam nija padapalavam. He'll give padapalavam, his lotus feet. Now that may be done in a kind of a brutal way sometimes. I probably used to quote that verse, that the special mercy of Krishna is that he takes away. The one might be quite advanced, but then, like Prabhupada said, he took away all his family. His business went away. His family wasn't interested because he wasn't providing. So Prabhupada went to Vrindavan. He took Vanaprastha, like that. So in the Kaviraj Goswami, he describes it that Bulaiba, they'll forget all their material. Abhishaya kene dibo. Kene dibo means, why should I give him? Krishna, of course, if you're Krishna's Kaviraj, you can channel Krishna. You already know how Krishna is thinking. You find that our acharyas, they like Vishwanath and Rupa Goswami, all. They give us direction because they're sakshad hari fenasa master shastra. They're knowing all the shastras, therefore they confident this is what Krishna says. So Vishaya Kane Dibu. If he's a Vishayi, he's trying to be a devotee, but so therefore he takes away, he doesn't give him anything material. Such a fool, a murke, he calls him a fool. This fool, he's worshiping me, but he still wants something material, therefore I'll take away everything. Forcefully, I will give him only my lotus feet. So this is Kaviraj Goswami's comment on that fifth canto verse that Krishna doesn't give these residents of the higher planets, higher varshas, they're praying like that. We cannot pray like that. There's so many prayers. This word came up. That Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, when they first surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramakali, they were quoting this verse from the Stotra Ratna, Yuvanacharya's verse. So, who's more of a Gyani than Rupa and Sanatana? But still, they're saying, this is not untrue. We are the topmost persons who deserve your mercy. This is actually true. I mean, not everyone gets the mercy. Like Rupa and Sanatana got mercy. Prabhupada was giving out mercy, dispensing mercy. When he says, oh, Prabhupada, why are we getting so much mercy? Other people are not getting. He said, no, well, that mercy is there for everybody. They're not taking it. It's like the rain might fall on the ocean or the desert. It doesn't have much effect. Nothing grows in those places. But you're taking it. Actually, Vishnu Jana was asking this question. Like, you know, it's not like, but it rains. Nahi sang harate. It doesn't hold back. The rain doesn't hold back. Besha chandala veshman. It rains on the house of the chandalas and those who are not devotees. So the same mercy is going out there for everybody. Okay, so in this again, and this artarti, this word arti, pratyarti hum pranatapala bhavabdi poltam. We find these two verses in, I think, Karabhajana Muni in the 11.3. where he's describing different incarnations, and he's speaking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Dayam Sada Paribhavagnam Abhishtadoham. So these two verses are very wonderful. That Dayam, one should always think of, if one is advanced, he should always think of, or he becomes advanced, or if he does think of Krishna, always Sada, then he's. Ityartiham pranatapala bhavabdi potam. That these are the aspects of Krishna. Bande Mahapurusha. He's the Mahapurusha. We're ordinary, small enjoyers. He's the supreme personality of God. And so therefore, Dham Sada Paribhavagnam Abhishtadoham. He destroys the miseries of those that he maintains. The similar thing, the gopis have a prayer like that, pranata. Those who bow down to Krishna, Braja Janarti Ham, Virya Yoshitam, Braja Arti is there. Arti means suffering. So even in Vrindavan, we see those Vaishnavas or the devotees of Braja Vasis, Indra was inflicting, and so many demons appeared there, but still Krishna is relieving it. Arti hang. Hang means to destroy the miseries. So one shouldn't. So Prabhupada had that confidence. The pure devotees have that confidence that no matter what goes on, Prabhupada could step on the boat and go for, 30, 35 days on the boat, and quite old, never left India, actually, I don't think, and had full confidence that I will be protected. He even had a dream, even had two heart attacks or something. So he pushed forward. How could he give it up? Prabhupada quoted the verse from Prahlad Maharaj that, how could I give up the service of my spiritual master? He took that very seriously. We kind of take it, oh yeah, guru, we have our guru like that, but Prabhupada took it very seriously. Others did not. Prabhupada had so many godbrothers. They took seriously, they were sannyasis. So Prabhupada said they did not really inherit the family business. Only the son. Prabhupada sometimes had this virya ras. You know, you could say it's virya ras. Of course, many of his godbrothers, they didn't help him at all. Prabhupada said their attitude was, if my passing heir will help Bhaktivedanta Swami, then I won't do it. I don't know if Prabhupada thought of that himself, but never hear something like that. So this is what he said. Actually, Prabhupada was, one time he went in to see one of his godbrothers who had a kind of a big property, and he wanted to get some, build a gurukula there because there wasn't room at our property. So when they went there, his godbrother said, Swamiji, you are having so much followers, you don't require, you know, to get something, my land. He said, no, but we don't have land. You can give nothing. You're not doing anything. You have so many acres of land. So on the way out, after they left there, Prabhupada said to a couple of devotees that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here with a straw in his teeth, he would not give him a paisa. My godbrother would not give him a paisa. So this is Prabhupada's chivalrous rasa. That, okay, you didn't help me. So this was, but Prabhupada had full confidence, and he was so pure, he could spread this Krishna consciousness. So, piti piti achi jata nagaradi gram sarvatar pracha hoi bhima. Senapati, mora senapati, duri deshi. Even if those who are Indians, they leave Bharatvarsha and they go, duri deshi, other places, I'll bring them back. In the Chaitanya Mangal, there's a statement about the Sanai Bhakta, the Pati, Sanai, or was it Pati? Senapati. The general will appear. I will send my general, and he will forcefully bring them back. So, Prabhupada hasn't stopped. Nobody can take credit. Actually, it's a luxury that we don't have. No one has to take credit. I did this, I did that. No. Prabhupada doesn't take credit, for sure. But we know that due to Prabhupada's mercy, people are still hearing Prabhupada, still reading his books. We can write books. It's okay. But still, without that mercy of the pure devotee, who is fixed, he's fixed. Atma Yonir Nashankara. Krishna is speaking in 11th canto to Uddhava. He's saying that neither Shiva nor Lakshmi nor Brahma, none of them are as dear as you are, he's saying to Uddhava, that you're as good as myself. When Krishna is speaking with Durvasa Muni, Sarva Hrideo Mahyam, without the sadhus, then I'm not happy. So the sadhus, sadhur vyavahara, dharma, the sadhus, sadhur vyavahara, dharma stapan. They spread the dharma. As it said there in the third canto with Vidura speaking with Maitreya, he's glorifying him, saying that a dharma shilasya, sudukitasya, that these pure devotees, anugrahena, they, out of their mercy, they wander and they spread the glories of Krishna. They give the shastras. And anugrahena. So, where do they do it? Adharmashilasya, sudukitasya, those who are suffering. Sudukitasya, very much. Because they have turned their face, away from Krishna. Amukha. So we've turned our face away from Krishna, come into the material world, we're suffering. Even Sanatana Goswami people, he said, Vyavahare, all the people, not just village people, but he said village people. They say that I know I'm a big pundit. Sanatana Goswami was practically the prime minister of Bengal. And he's still saying, who am I? Kayami kene amai jari tapo troy. I'm still getting kicked by the threefold miseries. What to speak of ordinary persons? Sanatana Goswami. He's speaking for us. But still, he's still actually feeling that way. If you're in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how will you feel? So Sanatana Goswami, Kayami kene amai jari tapo troy. So what will I do? How will I benefit myself? I cannot benefit myself. Therefore, Maya Mugda Jiva Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan. The living entities are in this illusion. Mrisha, Maya Mugda. Maya Mugda, Maya Mugda Jiva Nahi Swata. They cannot help themselves. Nahi Swata, by yourself. You can't help yourself. So people are suffering. Therefore, probably give out books, give out books. Harinam, Sankirtan. And if they're too animalistic, then he said, give them prasadam. So, duipad pashu. Pashu, paki, jare. Even the animals can melt when they hear the holy name. So this Prabhupada's mission is going on somehow or other. So we can take any comments.
So it seems in so many cases, like you were talking about when Prabhupada went and asked for some land for the Gurukula, it's out of envy that people act like that. You know, and envy just seems to be so deep rooted, right, in each of us. So what is the best way?
Icha dvesha samutena dvanda. We're born envious. Icha dvesha. Icha means desire, and dvesha means hatred or envy. Icha dvesha samutena dvanda mohena bharata.
So what is the best way to uproot this envy if we see it in ourselves, you know? What is the cure for that? I mean, what would you say?
Well, the best cure for any of it is chanting the holy name, right?
But then we see somebody like that, you know, Prabhupada's godbrother, probably chanting for so many years, and yet there it is. You know, it's still there. I mean,
right? Yeah, but there were so many. They didn't want to help Prabhupada, so he is just one. But so they're chanting. You know, one godbrother that Prabhupada said was a gross materialist. A different godbrother, even though he was a sannyasi, and he had disciples. So then when he left his body, Prabhupada said, he has gone back to Godhead. So they were sitting in Prabhupada's room in Mayapur, and they said, Prabhupada, but you said not so favorable things. And, you know, he has done service for my Guru Maharaj, therefore. So Prabhupada's preaching was very, what's that word we use all the time? We could say tricky, but in Sanskrit, balanam anushashanam. You give balanam, means a kid, a baby, a child. We give him medicine, but we have to put it in a candy coated. So when he's speaking, like Prabhupada wrote one letter, this was about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's godbrother. That Prabhupada said, he is as good as my guru, because he's my guru's brother, right? And he lived till 101. Anyway, so there's some pictures where Prabhupada's speaking with him. But when devotees started going, a few devotees were going there, and he started saying, your guru is not giving very high topic. I am going to give very high topic. When Prabhupada heard about it, he said, don't go there anymore. But because he's a senior person, even on the level of my guru, you can ask him questions. If he's just like he had, he was living at the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's birthplace. And Prabhupada wanted to get it and improve it. So he said, you can, it's not offensive to ask him a question like, if someone, it's a pretty pointed question, if someone is living at Bhaktivinoda's birthplace, I mean, I wonder who that could be. And he's not improving it, but someone says they will improve it. Is that right? So, oh, so the letter, Prabhupada said, he is envious, he said, transcendentally envious of my Guru Maharaj. Right,
how
so, okay, then it's like you could slap your head for a couple of centuries. Like, what does that mean? He's transcendentally envious. We know the gopis have this transcendental envy, you know. This is one of the Vyabhichari bhavs. Sometimes there's envy and there's death. And I don't know how they die in the spiritual world, but there's so many of them. So therefore, he said, he's transcendentally envious, but you will not take it like that. So you think, what does this mean? Transcendentally envious. Okay, so therefore, don't go to see him. He's transcendentally envious. In other words, you'll get swept, you might get swept up and, you know, you'll end up, some people went to him, yeah, and they didn't do that well after that, so Prabhupada gave fair warning, not even because of him, but, you know, they went to do so many things besides that, he said, well, just see practically, Prabhupada said. Prabhupada is always into the practical, right? He said, my Guru Maharaj, what he has done, he opened so many temples, he wrote so many books, he has so many strong followers, but he has been sitting on his veranda for 40, 50 years. He hasn't done anything. So you could see practically like that.
But then on the other hand, like someone like Gorkhashordas Babaji, it seemed like he was just mostly chanting, right?
And he was mostly what?
Pardon?
Dancing.
Yeah, chanting.
He was chanting, yeah.
And not doing so much, you know, like, but he was, you know, I guess it's the quality of the chanting, you know, that.
Well, he's a special case anyway.
Yeah, he's a special case. Also, I just wanted to ask, like yesterday I was speaking with a Prabhupada disciple who is really in bad shape, you know, can hardly see, her vision is going, and because she didn't get a hip replacement, now everything got kind of ruined, and so she can't pass, and she's just going downhill very fast, and also full of lamentation that she didn't really take to the process wholeheartedly, that she did for some time and then didn't, and now is very much fearful and lamenting about her future, that when she dies she'll go to hell, and that, so can you just tell us what you would say to someone like that as far as their future? Like, she kind of felt like no matter what she did, because she fell down, that she would never be forgiven.
She's not reading a lot. Well, she had never read that much, but, you know, just the lamentation, Prabhupada said, is purification. But if you're lamenting, just like Narottam Das is lamenting, sometimes Bhaktivinoda, they're lamenting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lamenting, Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri was lamenting, I dina dadu not the hematura na kadava loksha say. Where is Krishna now? Will I see Krishna? But that one disciple, that Ramchandra Puri, he didn't understand what was going on. He was at Mayavadi, even though he got initiated. And he was, so why are you lamenting? You should think of the Brahman. So Madhavendra Puri said, just go away. I don't want to see your face. So he didn't get the mercy as compared to Ishvar Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master. So, but lamentation, that type of it is lamentation might be okay, but you'll have to talk to her on the phone, I guess. Read her some of those verses. There's not much you can do. Yeah.
So speaking about Srila Prabhupada and his God brothers, wasn't there at some point that Srila Prabhupada actually asked forgiveness for?
Yeah, of course, yeah, at the end he definitely did.
And
he didn't have that many there, but he told the ones that were there to give this message, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't erase all the other things that Prabhupada said. It does, and it doesn't, so it's inconceivable.
Yeah. I'm just saying, for preaching and for, you know, the you know, so I can understand why he said things that he did, but I also can appreciate the fact that he also asked.
Right. That's why we call it Prabhupada's chivalrous rasa, that, you know, that he would say things like that, but he was actually very humble. But he had to say things like that, or else, like Prabhupada said, you will not take it like that. And he was transcendentally envious. What does that mean? Mm. But, so he, you know, that senior person, Bhakti Siddhanta's brother, younger brother, his idea was that he understood Bhakti Siddhanta, and he had inherited the mood of Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vinod rather, that he had, was the actual. So it's been kind of proven that. So new devotees, they could get bewildered. Whoa, he's Bhakti Vinod's son. I mean, you know, we should surrender to. So Prabhupada is looking after devotees like that, you know. I mean, Prabhupada would rather just probably speak Krishna Katha with him, but he's trying to, his mission was to spread Krishna consciousness. Part of it includes, hey, can't see these guys, don't see these guys. I mean, Sridhar Maharaj, he knew and heard from different devotees who had gone to him quite often what Prabhupada had said, that my God brother Sridhar Maharaj did this and this and this. Other times he said, he's a level of my guru. So he just laughed, actually. He said, oh, he has not even spared me. And Prabhupada lived in the same house for like, what, 8-9 years in Calcutta, you know, was a good friend. He has not even spared me. He was kind of laughing. He thought it was funny. But that should be, you know, that was his mood. Like, he wasn't trying to, out of spite, trying to do something like that, but he was kind of chuckling, you know, he has not even spared me.
Yeah. When I was in Mayapur in 2003, 2004, and I remember Jaya Pitaka Maharaj was saying that he was given the instruction by Srila Prabhupada to try to, you know, mend those relationships even more. And so I think there was some different festivals where he had invited different ones to, you know.
Yeah, not only that, Prabhupada established the Bhaktivedanta the trust, where they were to fix things in different Gaudiya Mathas, maybe even other places. I'm not sure of it. It's still going on.
Yes.
Holy places and temples, improve them, which they ultimately did, even in Lalit Thakur's place. It took a long time because, yeah, anyway, it's an ongoing story.
Yeah, I mean, just because somebody's envious, you don't have to be offensive to them, so we can forgive them. No, but, I mean, you have to want to give up the envy. I mean, Krishna's not going to make you give it up. So, you know, you might want to chant Hare Krishna, and you have stuff that...
Anyway, people have different missions, like...
And next life, you know, if they don't go back to Godhead, they can be born in America.
Well, I'm not going to guarantee who's going back to Godhead.
As an Indian sadhu, and then give it up. It is so.
Anything else here? Okay, Haribo.